Hello, what's good with you? What's popping? All right. My name is Clever, actually. Welcome to another episode on Clever Talk. If you're looking for ideas to overcome feeling tired, lazy, and unproductive, stay with me on this episode. I've got a couple of tried and true ways to help you overcome this state of mind. So, I read somewhere, that tired minds don't plan well. Sleep first, then plan later. Think about that, makes sense, yeah? So if you're looking to listen passively, I just need to say, enjoy this episode. Okay, so here's my question. Why are you tired? It's an honest question you should answer. Why are you tired? Is it hunger? Is it lack of sleep? What is it? Like, you need to know the why, right? Like, has your creative juice has your creative juice, right, been affected? Has it been cut off because you couldn't rest at a set time? Or maybe you picked up a new habit or routine that's unhealthy for you. By unhealthy, I mean negatively, something that is, you know, negatively affecting your productivity. Yeah, so here's what I recommend. Sleep, eat, watch movies, read a book or two. Nothing serious or tasking, just something really light to heal from whatever's bothering you. Something that will just ease you into a state of relaxation, of being relaxed, like mentally relaxed. Now, in this during this period, yeah, don't worry about time. Honestly, worrying about time, being bothered about deadlines will prevent you from really resting, yeah? So sleep, eat, pray, sleep, eat, pray, like enjoy. See, this time, yeah, the body, like after you've done all these things, right, the body might be willing because the body feels like I have rested, but the mind will not want to cooperate. Yeah, the mind will not want to cooperate. So your body is well rested, but the mind isn't. You're still mentally tired in a way and unproductive because you can't create anything. Yeah, now don't worry about that. Just alter your routine a little bit. Yeah, so this is what you can do. You might try having offline conversations with people around you. Take short walks, but don't push it. Yeah, just remember, you just came out of resting, so you need to keep eating as well. Stick to a particular, routine, a sleep routine, like rest, sleep. Now, be lazy, right? Be lazy without feeling bad. And don't let anybody make you feel bad. Because in this time, in this space, it's not laziness per se, but you're trying to maximize the time for your body to heal, to rest, before you push on. One thing we don't understand, or one thing we fail to realize, is that when God rested, he wasn't resting because he needed to rest. He was resting because that example had to be set. And you know that for us as Christians, we follow the exemplary life that has been set by Jesus, right? As led by the Holy Spirit, as empowered by the Holy Spirit. God said on the seventh day after creating the world, God rested. Have you not heard? We serve a God that does not sleep nor slumber, but he did rest. Why do you think he did that? So rest, yeah? People will want to make you feel bad, but don't give them that kind of importance. Don't acknowledge what they're doing. Don't, whatever it is they say, you don't, they do this, you're asleep, you don't, they don't even dignify that with a response. They don't know what you're going through, and you shouldn't bother explaining either. I mean, even if you wanted to, how can you, when you can't put what you're going through into words? At this point, what's most important is resting so that you can get back on track. As I said earlier, it's calm. Just enjoy the moment. And finally, somebody say finally. Finally, get up, right? Because somewhere at the back of your head, I know you must have set a limit, even though I said don't worry about time. So when it's time to get up and know that this is the time to walk. Even if the mind is not willing, you have exhausted that rest period, But you have to work. So identify your distractions, right? And drop them like they're hot. I'll tell you one. It's your smartphone. One of your distractions is your smartphone and all the applications on that smartphone. Alternatively, you can freeze your social media applications, especially the ones you use often. I think coming up with this, me saying to telling you to do this can be I don't know, it's quite easy for me because it's something that I do all the time. I've been doing it from like 100 level in school, and this was a long time ago, right? I started during my exam period. Cheers to my friend for inspiring this behavior that I set from 100 level all the way till after I graduated. And when I graduated, it wasn't a problem. Sometimes I just feel like there's too much noise and I stop. I just go off social media platforms. Like I'm just there and I honestly am unbothered. I do not care. Yeah, so don't try to come up with an excuse because you've exhausted that option at this point, right? Now know your priorities and what you stand to lose if you don't start working or being active. You have to know these things, like, okay, what are my distractions, what are my priorities, what do I stand to lose if I don't work, if I continue being in this state, if I don't create. Now at this point you need to calm down and stop being anxious. You're identifying these things doesn't mean you want to give yourself high BP. Don't overthink the work. Take it one step at a time. Honestly, that's how you eat an elephant. I think I've heard that somewhere. How do you eat an elephant? Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but just the truth, right? It's one step at a time. One bite at a time. You can't finish it all at once. That's just the truth. And I'm speaking because I'm coming out of a week where I was... First off, I had so much to do and I couldn't do it. Not because I was feeling, tired, lazy and uninspired. I had been there. But then I fell sick when I was ready to work. But when I came out of that stage, I had to understand. I had to identify, you know, my priorities. Know that I have to do these things. But I was not even in a place where I could put myself to be anxious or worried. I just knew that I was going to take it one step at a time. And honestly, when Friday came, at the end of Friday, I was like, wow, thank you, Jesus. It just went smoothly. The whole week went smoothly, right? So do it slowly. Just don't overthink. Just one step at a time. Here's the thing. It's better to give your best to... It's better to give your best to... 3, yeah, or 2 out of 5 tasks. So if you have 5 tasks, it's better to give your best to the 2 or 3 than try to do all 5 and scatter the whole thing. You look at it and you're not proud of what you've done. If you have 5 things to do and you do 2 well, you can say, great, I didn't do the 3 because of XXX, but this 2, I'm proud of the 2 that I did, yeah? Now, do you need to do research? Do it slowly. Try to enjoy the process. Understand what you're researching on. But don't be overburdened by the amount of time. Oh my God, I have to consume so much information in 4 hours or 3 hours or whatever time limit you've set. Just try to enjoy what you're researching. Understand it. Don't pick up your smartphone. You're always referring to that. Come on, man. Don't chat. Just stop scrolling on social media or whatever application you're drawn to. See, discipline is so important. And again, at this point, you've exhausted your option to be lazy and uninspired. As you work, you might have questions. Voice your questions, like speak them out into the atmosphere where you're at. Speak. Say, okay, if I do this thing, okay, what does this thing mean? What does this thing mean for people that don't understand pidgin? What does this thing mean? Why would it go like this? Why did I do this? Why should I do this? Speak out, write, do it. If you have you want to use a soundboard, your friends, just talk. Right? Beat by beat, slow and steady, don't rush it. If you're like me, you want to find a quiet spot, no humans, or you might want to have low muted sounds. Remember, slow and steady. So this worked for me. Try it and let me know if it will work for you too. And hey, if you've tried other methods, to share them. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for always supporting Clever Talk. Yes, that's what's up. I love you. You're amazing. Listen, like I say, I love you, but God loves you more. Always remember that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you so much. He sent his son Jesus to die So that's how you deal with feeling tired, lazy, and uninspired. Waiting to hear your feedback. Until next time, my name is Clever Ochuli. Muhado achikin shiri nagaba akan Clever Talk. That's Hausa for. See you in the next episode on Clever Talk. Big shout out to Jollof Radio. You guys rock. Legit. I love you. And also sending big shout out to Booba. All right, guys. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful weekend. It truly does depend on the time that you get to listen to this episode. Okay. Bye.